Hello, beautiful. All right. This week, the bonus for the weekly reading is an animal card, and I pulled wild boar. You'll see it above. Okay, it's sort of an ugly looking animal, but all animals are beautiful. They're part of all of life, and they serve a purpose in the greater scheme, creating balance in all of creation. But wild boar, in the medicine card deck, it's in the contrary position. It is upside down. So it is to be taken as a potential warning this week. Now, we got the card of worries, the swords card, where you're sitting up in the bed and there's a lot of fear, mental anguish, worry. How are things going to work out? What's going to happen? And so, very likely, this is about that situation that you've been unwilling to confront a challenge or a situation. So, there's something that you know you need to fix. You need to take a step. Remember, we also got that card about news and communication. So, there's something you need to do, whether it's filling out a form, applying for something, stepping up to go to an event, an audition, a job interview. There's something that you know you need to do and you have been putting it off, and potentially it could explode and come back to haunt you. So it's time now to evaluate avoidance. How are you avoiding doing something? Are you saying, I don't have enough time? Oh, I'm too busy to do this. You know you need to get it done. You know that it needs to happen. So this week, focus on taking steps, work around your avoidance. Maybe reward yourself if you do the thing that you need to do. Maybe buy yourself a small treat, something that's inexpensive. Maybe a food treat, if that's okay, or some little beautiful item, something that will make you happy for taking the step you need to take. So be honest with yourself. Contrary, wild boar means there's some self-dishonesty happening. Is there a trust you're breaking? Do you need to make amends to someone? Don't be afraid to confront. So wild boar is very strong. It's about that power almost to fight. So we got it reversed in that we're not confronting something that we need to. So stop lying to yourself. Acknowledge that you do have power, but you need to use that power to rectify a situation. And it's definitely going to be to your benefit to take this step, okay? So cut through the feelings of helplessness and weakness. That's the meaning of this card. Don't give in to feelings of being helpless, being powerless. Okay, so the sharp tusks of wild boar, it's about getting to the heart of the matter, being that warrior self that is part of you, and not abandoning that strong part of yourself that knows you need to take action. So let's take a breath together. Inhale, exhale. Do that a couple of times. In through the mouth and breathe out. I'm sorry, in through the nose, in through the nose, breathe out through the mouth. Because when you breathe out through the mouth, you can kind of make a soft sound, and that increases the relaxation. Okay, it's sound. Just like kids do. If you watch kids when they're playing, they're doing anything, they'll make a sound like, if they're hitting something or they're reaching for something. Same way for us to relax that breath. And then just maybe taking a minute or so, or as much time as you have to journal, if you like, about what is this fear you have about taking that step that you need to for your own benefit this week. All right, so this is a supplement to the reading. If you definitely listen to the reading first over on YouTube, or if you're on my website, it's right on the same page. Stay blessed. If you would like coaching with me, I work primarily with women who are trying to avoid burnout, trying to avoid and learn how to deal with stress. in holistic and natural ways. I work virtually, can basically train you. We're not just going to talk. I'm going to give you techniques and lead you through techniques that will immediately change how you feel. And you'll have that in your back pocket to use them going forward to manage your stress, to feel better, to improve your health and your well-being. Namaste, beautiful. Bye-bye.